Peak session of 10656, rule 6.
Mr. Bob Bird, reel 6. We're talking about your time at Gallipoli, round about June 12th. June 12th. You were asked to become the groom, officer's groom. How did that come about, do you know?
Well, I don't know why he said that. I'd like to come, Mr. Hart, join us from the ammunition column. And he said, how would you like to be officer's groom?
Lieutenant Hart, you said?
Lieutenant Hart, yeah.
And what did you think about it? Were you would you
so
rather...
I thought, well... There's a lot of general work amongst the rest of the troops. You was in charge of that officer, and you had to serve him. Have your horses clean his harness, clean your own. He had his charger, you had your charger.
And did you like the idea of doing that? Or would you...
I took it on.
So, you took on the job, and your job was to look after his and your horse. Was there any other job you had to do as groom?
No, only groom. Keep his horses and harness clean, well groomed, and keep me own harness and groom, obviously groomed.
Nothing else to do?
No, I was nothing else to do with it. Nothing else to do with the troops at all. As long as I've done my work there.
You didn't have to act as his servant as well?
No, he had his servant. He had his own servant. He used to do cook his meals as well.
So this was a lot easier job as far as you were concerned?
Well, I've got any privileges. I was always back and call when if things was quiet, he might order Bird to send a message down, Mr. Hart wants his horses. That means I've got to harness up, turn out and go, find out where he was, or go up to the guns and fetch him, bring him down the wagon line for a rest from the observing point. Well, I went as far as I could go, he beat me up the gully. And we come down to the wagon line.
What was Lieutenant Hart? He became a captain later. What was he like? What did you think of him as a man?
Who?
Lieutenant Hart.
Tubby Hart was calling him.
Tubby?
I'd go anywhere with him. It's cool as a cucumber. We got great pals. He wanted me to go to India with him afterwards, keeping the army.
What was he like, though?
He was a gentleman. And, very nice chap. I've got his photograph somewhere.
What did he call... Would he call you by your...
Bird. Always called me Bird. I was called Dickie in the army, but he always called me Bird.
But he was always...
I always said to serve him.
Would he talk to you about... I mean, would he talk to you other than giving you commands? Would he talk to you properly, is he? About what...
No, not really. No, wouldn't call that. He got once or twice. He got chatty. When we were away from the firing line, back in the wagon line, he'd go to the officers' club. That was at Bethune.
That's in France. Yes.
That's in France.
What about these horses? Do you remember the horse? Because you see quite a lot of it, the two horses. Do you remember anything about them?
That was his charger up there. I always thought that was his charger, old Ginger. He'd been a steeplechase horse. He'd had his tongue damaged in his life, and this horse, Ginger. And one day, after he came home to England, he'd got a slight wound. He got slightly wounded. So he got home to England. While I was in England, he bought a headgear and a rubber bit, because Ginger was hard-mouthed. So he was a steeplechase horse in his life, and his tongue had been damaged. And when you wanted to create to be careful when you harnessed him up or put his headgear on, he used to go back a bit. And his back had been damaged. He always seemed to bend his back sort of thing, but he got used to him.
So this was the horse you were looking at. What about your own horse? Do you remember your own horse?
Oh, I had a horse out the battery. He was all right.
They wouldn't be as good as the officers' horses, would they, Hall, would they?
No, not quite. No. There was a horse out the battery lines. on Gallipoli, we had a hunter. He had the officer for a child. He had a ex-hunter. Absolutely lovely armchair ride.
What does that mean? What's an armchair?
He used to be in the hunting field in peacetime.
What's an armchair ride, though? Does it just mean comfortable?
Sit on there and you get a lovely ride. Canter, spent a lovely ride, like sitting in an armchair. In other words, you get bumped and bumped and bumped, sort of thing. Comes across the leg. Across the leg sometimes. He didn't watch out. But I took off on Gallipoli. The groom was looking after that officer. He went sick. He regularly went sick. So I took over his horse. It was called Jack. And the pony, his other horse, was called Jill. So the one I called, one I used to ride, was Jill. I had to be careful how I groomed him, because he got a bullet, stray bullet from somewhere in his wither's shoulder. Just, and if you touch that, he shivers, withers used to shiver. He had a little bullet there and they left it there. It wasn't one, you just watched, you didn't get anywhere, the saddle wasn't riding on it or anything like that.
Would the flies bother horses? That's a point.
Eh?
Would flies bother the horses?
Oh, you get, yes, you get flies trouble.
And they'd annoy the horses, would they, or not?
Yes, you get that trouble. It's,
now, one of your friends, Jim, I think, was killed.
Jim Murray, yeah.
What do you remember about that?
Well, that was in France.
According to your diary, it was Gallipoli.
Is it? Oh, let me see. Losing myself, aren't I?
It's all right. It's a long time ago.
He worked in the solicitor's office in peacetime. So he was a clerk on the brigade headquarters. And he never got on with the regimental sergeant major, because he knew more how to run an office than the regimental sergeant major did himself. So he never used to like Jim. So one day we were being shelled, and he ordered Jim out to go and get the horse's nose bags ready for feed for tea time. And Shell come over and he got a splinter. hit him in the stomach. He died. Because his pals coming here to kill for Jim Quarter Packet. And I went down the mortuary and saw him. Saw him laid out with the other dead chaps in the mortuary.
What was the mortuary? Just a
mortuary
tent?
Was a tent where all the dead bodies laid, ready for burial.
Whereabouts was that?
That was well, about a couple of 100 yards away from the lines. See, the infantry chaps.
Did that upset you, one of your best friends getting killed?
Well, I feel sorry, because I wrote and told his, I wrote to his mother. And, in fact, they wanted his sister come up to my people in London, who were living in Cricklewood, come and call on my mother, because I wrote to his mother, told her about it, and so his sister came and saw my people. Oh, Jim.
So now you were the officer's groom. What would a typical day be like from when you got up in the morning? What time would you get up?
Oh,
roughly speaking, at Gallipoli.
Oh, I was ready about 6 o'clock.
You'd actually have a trumpet call, would you, at Gallipoli?
I can't recall one round where we were.
But that's when you'd get up at about 6.
Or some of them was calling them midday stables. For feeding the horses.
So you get. Let's go through it. You got up at 6. What would you do then at Gallipoli? You were in Gully Ravine. What would you do?
Well, I'd wash and shave myself. Do my toilet. Etc. etc. about that. And well, I'd do the usual duties. Such as tidying up and getting my animals ready.
These were your two horses, Jack and Jill.
Yeah, that's right.
So you'd be working on them in the morning.
I'd do that. Yes, I'd do that. I used to groom when I liked, you see, because I'd go out with the captain for he might want to go up to the guns to the observing point.
You'd go with him?
I'd go up Gully Ravine and he would go as far as possible. Then he'd dismount and go to the our battery observing point.
And you'd accompany him?
No.
How far would you go? You'd stop with the horses?
You couldn't go because it ends sort of narrows up and you start climbing again up into higher ground.
So he'd leave you holding the two horses?
Oh yes, I'll be in charge. Charge my own horses.
So how long would he leave you holding the horses while he was the OP?
Well, if he was on duty, he would be up to the observing point with our signal gunners on the telephones, because the telephones was up right to as near as they could with the infantry to telephone back to our battery in the gun pits. That's how it used to work.
Well, what would you be doing I'd be
lower down. More or less in the safety.
And you just stay...
As far as you could possibly take, because the cost of the guy had... Pretty narrow, that gully and deep. And
so you and the officer would ride up to there.
He'd go up to the guns and he might stop up there.
And you'd stay. And you'd stay.
I'd stay down
until he came back.
Yes.
Was there anything else you
might? I can't recall. I can't recall. Whether he come back with me or not, I think.
What was the purpose of you going with him then, if you weren't to hold?
He'd be down near the wagon line. Down at the wagon line. And he'd be superintendent.
But why would you go with him?
Well,
when he went forward,
I would take him up as far as I could go with his mount and my mount.
What else might you have to do in the morning? You do your grooming, or you might.
Oh yes, I used to groom when I liked.
How much time did you spend on grooming?
Well, an hour, more or less an hour.
What else would you have to do during the day?
Keep his harness clean, keep his saddle clean.
How did you do that?
Well, used to saddle soap his saddle. He didn't like it polished. Used to saddle soap his saddle bags on the front of the saddle. He carry his own private stuff in the saddlebags. Everything was all spick and span.
So that. And what else would you have to do then?
Well, I used to go down back down the wagon line and make myself useful like that way.
In what
There's
way?
Always something to do. With the clearing up of the horse lines.
So you'd help. You'd help.
Yes.
With the other horses.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yes.
And that's how you. Would you have to do anything else?
No. That was the regular features every day.
So you wouldn't have to take the shells up to the
unless he was going on his dispatch. I'd have to go with him, see that he got his horse and. Team mounted. She's going out to headquarters.
You wouldn't have to do any of these night duties anymore.
No, I've done no night duties. Only the evening work when I was taking ammunition up by Pack Mill.
But did you have to do that when you were an officer's groom? Did that still carry on? Doesn't matter. What else do you remember about your time at Gallipoli? Do you remember any other stories to illustrate as the time progressed? Because you were there right until the evacuation.
Oh, the evacuation. You want to say?
We'll come to that. But I mean, before that, do you remember any?
No, general soldiering duties of keeping your animals groomed and sees everything's all right, you clean yourself.
What was the weather like? It was
the summer was shocking.
Why?
Because of the heat. We were plagued with flies.
You mentioned that we've done
it caused a lot of sickness. We used to put a jam pot down and draw them away from us because there's only a jam and cheese for tea or something.
You've done that. What about dysentery? Did you have any trouble with that yourself?
No. No, I didn't. I had a couple of days I was sick in France.
You know trouble?
That. Well, on Gallipoli, I wasn't troubled at all. Bowser was just there, who, and seemed to carry it on normal.
Did you have any health problems at all? Any sores or anything like that?
No.
So you were quite healthy throughout?
Yes, you see. Now the trouble was this. I joined the 29th Division. I was a Kitchener's Army man. I think nearly all them men come from India. It was a disease. Gonorrhea and things like that. All of them suffered with it. Or were in trouble. Some worse than others. I always steer clear of them. Well, coming from India, that's how they used to go on, I believe.
What do you mean you steered clear of them?
Well, I don't know. If there's any, of course, I'm going press. I'm getting a bit in France. If there's any boozing and all that kind of thing, if there was any booze to be obtained.
We'll come back to that then. This syphilis and this gonorrhea and VD?
With the troops.
Was it prevalent while you were in Gallipoli? Had they still got it from
before?
They
still got it, yeah, they come from India, you see. Oh, yes, they still got it. I don't know whether. It was kept pretty dull. We also had inspections periodically with doctor.
That would be in France.
Short arm inspection, as we used to call it.
That was France, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and also in Gallipoli. We had one or two inspections, see if the chaps was, were all right. There wasn't a menace to us in any way.
Now, as we were talking about the weather, it got worse.
The weather, very, very hot.
But as the summer went on, did you notice the weather changing?
No. The all the period. The period I was on Gallipoli was. Was 8 months or 7 or 8 months, and he was doing the seasons of summer light.
But on, do you remember the? Because just at the end of your time, November and December, the weather did change, as you probably recall. Do you remember the very heavy rainstorm when the gully was flooded?
Yeah, where we flood then.
What do you remember about that flood and the weather?
Well, I only remember that. I got raised. I had a cubbyhole in a bank where I used to sleep, and I saw to that I got my bed and everything out of trouble if I thought there was going to be any trouble. But the storm come up and quick, you know, catch you. Well, that what used to come down was dead animals, dead mules, and one or two dead bodies, and a lot of food.
This was coming down in the
in storm. Come out and wash down the gully.
How deep was the water coming past your?
Knee deep.
And was it fast flowing? Or
very fast. Very far.
Would you say it was a would you say it was dangerous? Or just a nuisance?
Well, it's more a nuisance. So, yeah, you could, I suppose you could get, if it was so forceful, you could get knocked off your feet and and get washed out to sea if you weren't careful. It was such a raging torrent.
How long did this flooding of the gully last that you remember? This was about November 15th, I think. How long did it last? Was it just one day or two days? Do you remember?
No, it was last during the storm period.
Just during the actual...
Yes, just not... Didn't go on continually. I can remember... as far as I can remember.
What about your horses? Were you able to get them out of the flood? Because they wouldn't be up and...
They were all right. They were being looked after with the regular other chaps, you know.
So they weren't in the course. They weren't down at the bottom then.
They were on a bit of rising ground. It was uneven. The ground was, and.
Now, later in that month, there was also, about the 25th, there was also a blizzard, snow. Do you remember that at all?
Yes. Yes,
How did that affect you?
Well, we had to keep warm and work around.
How did you try and keep warm? What did you do?
Work. Simply just work. The oats, they got froze. We had to break them up, break them apart, get them broken up for the horses, because they got frozen.
How did you break them up?
In the sack. With a smaller spot with a jackknife. That's how I used to do it.
Was there any problem with the water for the horses?
I used to go and get water. There's a special point.
What I mean is, did it freeze over?
I've been with a water cart. We used to go to a rendezvous.
But no, you've dealt with that. But during the big freeze, was there a problem with water, or did you? Because it would freeze.
Well, if it froze, we had to break it up. Break it up, that's all. Couldn't go. It wasn't a case of having any troughs or anything to go to.
Was your uniform adequate to keep warm?
I don't think on Gallipoli regarding they give us in France.
No, in Gallipoli, I mean, because you'd been in summer, you'd been summer conditions, and now suddenly you were thrown into winter. Did you have enough clothes? Was it heavy duty enough cloth?
No, I think they give us a. That was in France. They give us a jacket, kind of a sheepskin jacket.
In Gallipoli, though.
No, I never got anything.
Were you able to light fires at all to keep warm during the blizzard?
I can't recall. It was in France when we had the.
What about now? Were you aware that the campaign was not successful, and were you aware of any rumours of evacuation?
Yes, because Kitchener came out.
Did you see him, or did?
No, I didn't see him, but he came out and he gave the order withdraw, because there was an hopeless position regarding his knowledge of the. Of the country they were trying to save or get round to help the Russians. That was our goal.